The decision to retire early sounds good, but are you ready? Are you really ready? Before you take the plunge, we put together some things to consider before you do.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Savapathy.
Welcome into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Mike Hartzell. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, the power behind this program. He's an independent fiduciary, and it's always about retirement on this show. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Offices headquartered in Ellicott City, but also in Annapolis for you. And we talk the talk, but we also walk the walk on this show. We're going to give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors, and these are cost-free. That means complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home. We have a certain number of appointments. We'll give those out here in just a little bit. So listen up, learn a little bit about retirement. If you got any questions, obviously jump on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors. All right, Mike, so here we go. The decision, you teased it, retiring early. Man, it sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Get out of the workforce, kind of head off into retirement a little bit early. But you really need to make sure that you're ready to do so. So before you actually take the plunge, we've put together some things that you should consider before you actually do retire. So this first one, very, very important to take a look at what your debt load is. And there are several kinds of debt. Some you want to absolutely eliminate. Others you might want to hang on to for a little bit. But really retire, get rid of as much debt as you can.
Yeah, this is a great point. When you look at debt, right, there's good debt and there's bad debt. So the bad debt is the credit cards with those high interest rates on them, the personal loans, things that are not attached to an asset. The good debt is going to be your home, right? Because that's an appreciable asset that you have. You know, the interest rates used to be lower. They've obviously come up over the last couple of years. But there's also some tax write-offs for that, you know, for your mortgage interest and things like that. So when you're getting ready to retire early, you really want to look at what that debt load is and what that's costing you on a monthly basis. Because anytime Prashant and I or Ozzie and I are sitting down with our clients, we always talk about having a budget and making sure it's income in, income out, right? That's really important. So you got to know what that money out is going to be, and the debt can really add to a lot of that. So you want as much a debt eliminated before you get to retirement, because every dollar that you are spending on debt isn't getting you anything. It's not getting you the things that you want in retirement, and it's eliminating some of that income in. So try and make sure that you get rid of all of the debt. But if you do have some debt, make sure it's good debt, like a mortgage.
Yeah, that, if you've got that low interest mortgage loan, I mean, that's something that you can probably hang on to for just a bit. But you're right. Plastic, high interest credit cards, get rid of them as soon as you can, because it will certainly eat into what you can do, or will limit you on what you can do when you get into retirement. So again, you're thinking about retiring early. We'd all like to do it, but you got to make sure you're ready to do it. So debt, we've checked that one off. You make sure you have as much of that gone as possible, especially the high interest stuff. And then the portfolio, Mike, let's take a look. Make sure that it's in the right alignment. Know what your risk tolerance is and kind of stay in those guidelines, and you want to meet those goals.
Yeah, you really should know how your portfolio is going to react in different market conditions, especially when you get to retirement. When you're in your working years and you're contributing to that 401k or that TSP every single month, when the market's down, right, it's going to come back at some point. You have time, right? And when the market's down, you're buying at a discount. It's called dollar cost averaging. It's a really, really good thing. When you get to the distribution phase of your retirement and you got to take that money out, you really going to want to know how it's going to react in different market conditions. So what happens if we go through another 2022 where the market was down 18 and the bond market was down even more at about 22%? So you want to make sure that you're comfortable with that. And, you know, there's a lot of terms out there: conservative investor, moderate investor, aggressive investor. That can mean different things to different people. So we like to use a tool called Riskalyze because it gets into the hard number. And it says, okay, if we go through one of these bad years, what is your portfolio going to do? And if you have $1 million and the market's down 30%, are you okay with losing $700,000? And what does that do for your distribution plan? Same thing if we have interest rate hikes. Heard of that lately? Right? That's been in the news a little bit. Same thing if we have inflation. So you want to really understand how it's going to react and make sure you're comfortable with it. And instead of calling it an asset allocation or a risk tolerance, I call it the sleep test. How much can you lose in the market before it's keeping you up at night? And I think that's the most important question. So when we're looking at designing people's portfolios, we always look at what is the downside on it, and are you comfortable and can you sleep at night? And then we build from there.
The sleep test. I like that. When you can't sleep at night, you know the answer to those questions on that test. All right. So again, you want to retire early. Things you need to be kind of making sure you're taking care of business as far as getting rid of the debt. Also knowing where you are as far as risk tolerance. If you're closer to retirement, is your portfolio reflecting where your risk numbers should be? Again, these are things that you can do. And certainly if you're working with a professional, you're working with a fiduciary, and you're walking together through this process, man, you talk about relieving a lot of stress. It certainly does, because again, Elite Income Advisors, they do this each and every day with hundreds of their clients. It's about getting them ready for retirement. And that's why we do this show. We're here to help you. All right. So we want to retire early. We've talked about debt. We've talked about, you know, your risk tolerance. Make sure you're all in alignment there. You've gotten rid of the debt, or at least as much of it as you can. So you're almost ready. What about healthcare and the cost of healthcare? We're so focused on those go-go years, Mike. We're ready to enjoy retirement, but we really need to not forget about healthcare.
No, your two biggest costs in retirement are going to be healthcare and taxes. So when you look at healthcare and you retire early, Medicare doesn't start until age 65. So you're going to have to find a way to bridge yourself there, right? And there's another number of different options, but you want to make sure that you at least go price those out. So if you have to go on the exchange because your employer plan doesn't bridge you, you want to make sure that you can have a fixed cost that you know about what it's going to be, so you can budget that. Because if you don't know what that fixed cost is going to be, and all of a sudden you get this huge healthcare bill, it could really put those go-go years in trouble as far as getting to do everything that you want to do. And don't forget to plan for long-term care as well, too. That is going to be a huge cost that you want to make sure that you're also looking at.
Well, we want to give people an opportunity to get into the office with Elite Income Advisors. The last one I'll hit you with, and you can roll right into telling us about these appointments, is just being mentally prepared. If you're going to go into retirement, it takes an adjustment.
It does. And this is one of the most underrated things about retirement planning, is underrated and overlooked, is that you have to mentally prepare, because every day is a Saturday. You're used to getting up for work every single day, going to the office, seeing some people, socializing. Maybe you hang out with them outside of work. Maybe some of those people you don't want to see. But you have that routine. And when you get to retirement, you got to figure out what that routine is going to be. And you got to make sure you're planning out your activities, planning out your hobbies, and making sure that you're mentally prepared for it. So if anybody wants to talk to us about any things that we just covered, from making sure that you have the right debt, especially looking at that portfolio, give us a call, 800-653-8404. The next 10 callers get a special offer. They get a complimentary Retire Smart Roadmap, where we're going to go over that. We're going to do the risk analysis for you so you can see how your portfolio is going to react in different market conditions. We're going to do a fee analysis for you to make sure your fees are in line. We're going to talk a lot about the two most important things in retirement as far as expenses go, healthcare and taxes. Give us a call, 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, you're almost to retirement. Now we want to talk about how you're going to use the money that you've saved, and you want to make sure it lasts you your entire retirement. That's all coming up next on Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Welcome back into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Mike Hartzell. Prashant Sabapathy is on assignment. You can find them both at Elite Income Advisors, and they are independent fiduciaries helping hundreds of their clients get ready for retirement. Again, headquartered in Ellicott City, also an office in Annapolis. It's always about helping their clients get ready for the postseason. Retirement. And speaking of postseason, before we get into our next set of retirement topics, in the last few weeks, NFL free agency has just been absolutely nuts. And Mike, Prashant, I'm assuming Ozzie, everybody's a Ravens fan. in the office, and you had one particular free agent signing that I just think is a total game changer. Derrick Henry, massive running back, coming over from Tennessee. Well, Mike, I can see Mike. See, we have a setup so we can see each other. He is grinning like ear to ear, and why not? I mean, it's like Christmas come early. What a huge pickup for the Ravens.
Oh, we're so excited about it. You know, all the Ravens fans are. So my son, you know, he's 10 years old.
Yeah.
And as soon as he gets off the school bus, the first thing that he sends me a text about is, Ravens got Henry, Dad. And even he was so excited about it. So to pair, you know, Henry along with Lamar Jackson in that backfield and, you know, unfortunately the running back that got hurt last year, Mitchell, it's just going to be a tandem that I think is going to be very, very tough to stop. And hope maybe we'll get over that hump and win the Super Bowl. We came so close last year, but we got to beat the Chiefs.
Well, it's part of being a fan. I mean, the expectations, the anticipation, it's all part of it. But you get a solid offensive piece for the Ravens like that, and it just makes, I don't know, Dallas Cowboy fans like myself go, I don't know, what are you doing down there in Big D? Absolutely nothing.
And, you got to get on Jerry about that one.
Oh, anyway, speaking of retirement, when is Jerry going to retire? When's Jerry going to get the heck out of there? But anyway, I digress. We are talking retirement. This is, again, Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Mike Hartzell, our host this week. Again, Prashant is on assignment. He'll be back soon. But talking about, again, one of the most important financial decisions that you're going to be able to make as a retiree and make determining, you know, which assets should be withdrawn to fund that everyday life once you do actually retire. So we've got some suggestions, some strategy. We'll talk about that today with Mike. Mike, let's go over the general types of accounts that retirees have. And each, of course, has different tax implications.
Yeah. So the first one that people want to take a look at is their taxable accounts. And what I mean by those are the ones that you get taxed on the gains on a yearly basis. So that can be things such as dividend paying stocks. You're going to pay taxes on those, such things as CDs, things where that's non-retirement accounts. They call them non-qualified accounts. On an annual basis, you're going to have a tax bill from them. So that's really the first type of account that you can have. The second one is the tax-deferred accounts, and those are accounts where you didn't pay the taxes up front, meaning if you had $100,000 of income and you put $5,000 into one of those, your taxable income goes down to $95,000. And those are your traditional IRAs, their 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s, TSPs. I think I hit all of them. They then grow tax-deferred, but when you go to get the money out, you have to pay taxes at your ordinary income rate when they are distributed to you. So if you think about that, if you've had a lot of money in these accounts and it's been growing for the last 20 or 30 years, you have built up a sizable tax event later on down the road. So you want to just be careful about how much of that money that you have in those types of accounts. Then you also have what are called the tax-free accounts. And they're not totally tax-free, but those are Roth IRAs. And what I mean by they're not totally tax-free, you have to pay the taxes up front. So it's paid with after-tax money. If you put your money into one of those accounts, it grows tax-deferred, and all that growth is 100% yours. So when you go to get it out, that comes out to you tax-free. And we'll talk about some of the distribution strategies and the pros and cons of those in a second. But what people have to realize is taxes are going to be one of your biggest bills in retirement. And I think the other thing that people have to take into account is when you're talking about tax risk in retirement, you're also talking about legislative risk. And what I mean by that is our tax code, it's drawn in pencil, not pen. So they can change it at any point. And right now, the current tax code is due to expire at the end of 2025. So right now, it's written into law that we're going back to the old tax rates, which were higher. So there are some unique things that you can do over the next 2 years to take advantage of those lower tax rates. And it might behoove you to do that, such as Roth conversions. And it's something you should really sit down and plan out. But you're going to have one of these three types of accounts, or maybe all three of these types of accounts in retirement. And the important part is to know which ones to distribute first, why, and what the tax implications are on those.
So important. And again, it's not like you just show up at retirement's door and start taking money out to, you know, supply that retirement. You really need to plan for this. And again, here on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, fueled by Elite Income Advisors, that's what we do each and every week. We talk about so many different areas of retirement, and there are going to be, you know, look, a lot of you out there that are headed towards this date and you haven't planned it out. You're going to have some issues. You have an opportunity to get a coach, get a teammate in there with you, and you know, somebody that is an independent fiduciary that's going to have your best interest right up front and going to walk with you. You're going to have somebody with you while you plan for retirement, when you get to retirement's date, and all the way through retirement. That's the ease of mind, the peace of mind we talk about so often. And right now, talking about how you take out money from these different accounts as you are in retirement. So you mentioned it, Mike. I want to hit this real quick, and we want to remind you, too, that there's an opportunity, you know, just to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors. You leave the checkbook at home. There are 10 appointments. You can claim your free appointment at any point in time during the show now that they're open. All you got to do is call 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. So you mentioned it. There are some distribution strategies. So let's run down these.
So strategy number one is the first money that you want to spend down are those tax-deferred accounts, the IRAs, the 401ks. Those are the ones that are really building up as far as the ticking time bomb of taxes in those. And I'm going to give an example of that in a second. But the other thing, too, is at some point, if you defer them past certain ages, you have to start taking them out. They're called required minimum distributions. So right now, the age is 73 years old. If you're born in 1960 or after, the age is 75 years old. So at some point, the government says, you didn't pay your taxes. Guess what? We want our money, right? So I tell people, if you have $1 million in one of those accounts, I always ask them, I say, how much of that do you think is yours?
Yeah.
And everybody goes, that's my money. I go,
that's my money.
I don't think the government thinks so, right? So the more that grows, the more your tax base grows in those as well, too. Plus, you're going to have the required minimum distributions, which could also drive up your tax rate as well, depending upon how much those are. In addition, those RMDs could mean your Social Security gets taxed more. It could also mean your Medicare premium gets taxed more. So it's really three things to look at, but you want to spend those down first. And we can't talk about financial planning and taxes without talking about estate planning. Those are some of the worst accounts to leave to your heirs, because if they're in those pre-taxed accounts and you leave them to your heirs, they have to pay taxes on it. And now, due to the Secure Act 2.0, they only have 10 years to take that money out. So if they're at it during their high working years, they could actually be paying more taxes on that distribution than you were. So when we look to spend down in retirement, those are the first ones that we want to spend down. After that, look to your taxable accounts. So those are those non-qualified accounts that we talked about earlier, where you have to pay the taxes on them every single year. Some of those can have some tax favorability. It could be taxed at capital gains rate as opposed to ordinary income rate. And depending upon your income levels, those could be significantly lower. So look to those second. And then the last ones that you want to look at are those Roth IRAs. And the reasons why you want to look at the Roth IRAs last is because you want that to grow as long as possible. I'm sure a lot of listeners here on the show have heard of the rule of 72. If you have 10% rate of return on your accounts, it takes 7.2 years for that money to double. So the question that I have for everybody out there, do you want the doubling of money to be in one of those pre-tax accounts where if it doubles from 1 to 2 million, guess what just happened to your RMD, right? It's just a percentage of your account. Your tax base in there has gone up significantly. So that's why you want to spend that down. Whereas if your Roth grows from $1 million to $2 million, guess what happened to your tax base? Didn't increase at all. All those gains are yours. And all that distribution comes to you income free. So that's the reason why whenever we're looking at this, we want to make sure pre-tax account distributions first, taxable accounts second, Roth accounts third as well too. And in addition to the Roth accounts, there are some other things that act like Roth accounts, such as cash value and life insurance, if that's part of your financial plan. But that's why it's really important that when you're doing financial planning, tax planning has to be a huge part of it.
we're on this show each and every week, and it kind of makes your head spin sometimes when we get into all the different areas of retirement planning. But it makes me think about everybody that's out there, and there are a lot of you out there that are do-it-yourselfers. You haven't thought about planning. You're probably 10 years away from retirement. You've got a nice portfolio. You're feeling good about it, but you haven't thought about taking the next step, and that's working with a pro. That's working with an independent fiduciary. That's working with someone like an Elite Income Advisors to make sure you have the game plan that's not only going to get you to retirement, it's going to get you through retirement. So it's vital to have these types of conversations. And what better way to do it than complimentary? You can get started. Or if you're halfway down the path but you're not being communicated with and you're frustrated, it's time for that second opinion. So we've got the 10 appointments. Mike, walk us through what's going to happen.
Yeah, so everybody should understand what a financial planning process looks like, right? It shouldn't just be come in and say, let me see your statements. Okay, these are the investments I want to recommend and be done with it, right? So our planning process is the first meeting is we really come in and we get to know you and you get to know us. We want to make sure that we're a good fit for you. So we take a look at your current situation from your Social Security strategy to your risk tolerance to your estate planning to your money management goals, all those things. And we discuss where you're at and where you want to go. What does retirement look like for you? What does that money in, money out strategy look like? Then we go back and we do all the analysis for you. And we put together a comprehensive plan that's going to cover everything from Social Security optimization to risk to fees to tax strategies that we just talked about, having a retirement income plan for life, having a long-term care plan, looking at estate planning. All those things go into what the Retire Smart roadmap looks like. So take advantage of it. Call 800-653-8404. The next 10 callers, they get all of that complimentary. They get the Retire Smart roadmap complimentary. Come in, give us a call. We'll talk to you about all of this. And you can come to our Ellicott City office, our Annapolis office, or our Rockville office.
All right, that number again, 800-653-8404. Again, 800-653-8404. When we get back, we'll answer some questions about retirement you might be afraid to ask. This is valuable information. Come on back with us. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Mike Hartzell, Elite Income Advisors. Normally, Prashant Sabapathy joins him on the program. He's on assignment this week. Again, check him out online. This is a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. That's EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Tons of information there, links to the TV show, radio show, and podcast form. There's a lot going on. So, folks, it's always about retirement. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Want to remind you, too, that Elite Income Advisors has three office locations convenient for you, headquartered in Ellicott City, but also in Annapolis and Rockville. Again, always fun to talk with Mike about retirement. Now we're going to get into some pretty touchy questions. And these questions are ones that you kind of need to not only ask, you need to get the answers to. So this first one, again, every week we talk so many different areas of retirement, but now we're going to get into some really uncomfortable stuff. So I hope that's a good enough tease. What do you think about that, Mike? It's very uncomfortable. Here we go. What are the implications when it comes to retirement if there is a divorce?
Yeah, this is a really, really tough one because, as you know now, divorce rates have really gone up in the United States. I think they're at about 50% of all marriages end in divorce right now. So it's hard to be married and saying, I want to plan for a divorce should something ever happen, right? You never want that to happen. But there's a big impact on this because you have to figure out how to divvy up real estate, how to divvy up finances. You have to take a look at retirement accounts, savings accounts, pensions. Also, there's things to consider on pensions, such as survivorship options. Do you have to now take that because that's part of the divorce settlement? So that means your pension's actually going to be lowered. Family businesses, long-term care needs, life insurance. Debts are another one if you get divorced. Who's going to wind up with a debt as well? And how do you divide all that up? And quite frankly, sometimes I think that people get so at each other's throat about it that they pay the lawyers more than the money that they actually had in the first place, right? So I think it's something that it's a touchy subject, but it's something that can greatly affect you in retirement. We were meeting with somebody the other day who they have a great retirement income plan for life. And guess what? He can't implement it until his divorce is finalized because they haven't finalized on the numbers. And he wants to implement everything today, and he really should, needs to, but he can't do it because of a divorce. So this is something that if it's going to happen to you, you got to plan it out as far as with your financial plan.
Yeah, and your planners, your fiduciaries, sit down because, you know, we've had this conversation before, but when you think about it, you're married, you're working, and you're working towards that goal of retiring as a couple, and then all of a sudden you're not a couple, and things can get dicey. So make sure you have a plan. And, you know, again, work with professionals, takes a little stress off your shoulders. It's still going to be a stressful situation if you go through that. But just remember, you're not going to be in it alone. You're going to have an advisor with you as you are making these moves, changing up things. And it can relieve a lot of the stress that's in there. All right.
I'm sure my wife just loved hearing me talk about that last situation.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. It's tough, but it happens. You're right. The percentages are through the roof. And I think once couples get into retirement, sometimes it adds even more stress. They're together more. Sometimes it doesn't always go well. So you need to kind of, at least in the back of your mind, be prepared for something like that. And just know that if you have an advisor, you're going to have somebody that you can lean on for advice when it comes to that. So questions, again, that can be uncomfortable but need to be at least addressed, or at least you need to be aware of them because you may have to face this at some point. And this is another good question that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You're in a family situation. You've got more than one child in the family. Can I leave more money to one child over the other or others? Is that possible? And I mean, the answer is yes, but I think you would have to kind of handle that delicately, Mike.
Yeah, so the answer is yes. And actually, some people have done this inadvertently, where think about how many times a year that people actually look at the beneficiaries on their different accounts. So people have had kids or have had another grandkid. They were leaving all the money to the grandkids. They've passed it away. And I've seen where a kid or a grandchild has gotten completely left out, not intentionally. They just didn't do their proper estate planning and making sure that all their beneficiaries were up to date. There's other reasons why you might want to leave more money to one kid than the other. So let's say one of your children, they want the house, and the other children really want the assets, the money. So there's ways where you can leave maybe real estate to one and assets to the other, but the total value kind of equals out. So it may not be an equal distribution on each asset class, but you can do that to make sure that everything is fair if you so choose. The other thing to look at is blended families. So you come together, right? You got divorced, you got remarried. Now you may have a child together. You may have a couple kids just separate. So how do you want to divide that money up? Then the other thing is special needs. So if you're in a situation where you do have a special needs child, if you leave them assets, well, that goes into the money that obviously the government is going to take. So there are special things that you can do to make sure that that doesn't happen. But that's also another reason why you might need a special needs trust, divide up the assets like that. Some goes into the trust, not directly to the child, and then goes to the other children in the family. So there's a number of reasons why you might want to do it, but please don't do it inadvertently. So you got to go through estate planning. Make sure that you have an estate and a trust and a will. People don't realize wills go through probate. So if you decided to cut one child out of the will and it's still going through probate, they can challenge that, and the court's going to decide at that point. If you do it through trust planning, that's not really challengeable at that point too. So be very careful about this.
Again, another I's dotted, T's crossed moment when you're thinking about your retirement. You're excited about it, but also think about what's going to happen after. And make sure, as Mike pointed out, just update your beneficiaries on a regular basis and have that will, maybe have that conversation about having a trust, because money does a number on a number of people when a lot of this happens towards the end of life, and it can get ugly. But if you have it in writing, And you have the wishes that are right there and you can read them. Obviously, I think it'll be easier for the family to take. But that's a tough question if you're going to leave more to one over the other. But one might be ready for it. The other one might not be. But anyway, that's going to be a family decision. But have somebody working with you on that. All right. I want to jump to this one because it also deals with the kids, Mike. How do you say no? And again, these are tough questions you need to have answers to. How do you say no to adult children's request for money?
No. Just say it loud and stern. No, I'm just kidding. That's a very, very, that's a tough one, right? Because obviously people usually want to help out their children if they do need help. But you can't do that by sacrificing your own retirement and your own retirement income needs. So it's a discussion that you just have to have as a family and say, listen, you know, I don't know how much people always want to share with their children, but you can be honest with them and say, here is my income, you know, and if I do this to help you out, that it affects my retirement income at this point. And I think people have to respect being upfront, direct, and honest. And if you do that and you share the finances, then I think that's the best way to say no. Because now if you're in a position where you can certainly do it and you want to do it, by all means, go ahead and do it. But don't do it to sacrifice your own retirement needs.
We often describe the moment when you get on an airplane and they're going through the safety measures. And if we hit turbulence, the mass is going to drop out of the top, you know, right above your chair. And what do they tell you to do first? You got to take care
of
yourself.
They always say put your mask on first.
Take care of yourself first, because if you pass out, you can't help anybody. Same thing goes for retirement planning. You need to make sure you're okay before you start helping others. We have positions on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors, and these are no cost, no obligation, simply no pressure. See where you are. Maybe some of these tough questions you need to have answers to. This would be a great opportunity to start that ball, roll that ball down the path. And if you have not started planning, excellent. Again, get in there and start the process. If you're in the middle of something, need that second opinion, bingo. The opportunity is presenting itself. So what Mike's going to do is just kind of explain to us what's going to happen if you grab one of these appointments and you come into the office.
Yeah, I know we have a lot of people out there that are do-it-themselfers, but they don't realize everything that goes into a financial plan, right? So you want to make sure that you're taking a look at some of the things that we talked about today. You want to make sure that you have that retirement income plan for life and that you're securing it. You want to make sure that you're building in inflation to your plan right now. One of the things that we talk about all the time is it important to still save in for retirement? And it definitely is. You want to make sure that you have that flexibility and that wiggle room built into your plan so that if your kids do come ask you for money and you want to help them, you can definitely say yes to them at that point. So in that puzzle, all the puzzle pieces you got to put together, you got to put together a retirement income plan for life. You got to put together Social Security. When is the most optimal time for you to take it? You got to put in how much risk do you have built into your portfolio? And how much fees are you paying in that portfolio? You want to make sure that you built in long-term care, and you want to make sure that you built in estate planning as well. So give us a call, 800-653-8404. Next 10 callers get the special offer of a complimentary appointment. Again, call 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, it's time for retirement scenarios. I'll throw them at Mike. We'll see what he comes up with. It's all coming up next. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Mike Hartzell, Elite Income Advisors, where you can find him. Again, check him out online. It's a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. And they are very active on social media. I follow them. It's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Just search Elite Income Advisors. It's educational. Give them a like. Give them a follow. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Again, Mike's our host this week. He is an independent fiduciary, again, with Elite Income Advisors. Now, this is a very fun part of the show, scenarios. I throw these types of scenarios at Mike. We see what he comes up with. And these can be from anywhere in retirement. And so here we go. 56 years old, Mike, and plan to work for another 10 years. I have $8,500 in a simple IRA with a financial planner. Now, this amount was rolled over from a previous employer. My current employer offers a 457 deferred comp plan in addition to a pension plan. Nice for you. I would like the pre-tax advantages of either the traditional IRA or 457 plan and would like these funds to supplement my pension. Which choice would help me do that?
Yeah, you know, this is absolutely my favorite part of the show because I love going through these real life scenarios because a lot of people are in these. So I'm sure a lot of people out there have some of the same similar questions. So wanting to work another 10 years, you have $8,500 in a simple IRA with a financial planner, which is good because a lot of times people roll money over into their own IRA and it could be for a variety of reasons, but one of them might just be investment choices. Because when you are investing in an employer plan, essentially the employer chooses exactly which options are available to you invest in. But the thing we have to take a look at here is how much that you want to actually save in retirement and what the fees are. So take a look at what the fees are in the IRA and then take a look at the fees in the 457. But it's the contribution limits that are most important and the matching. So if we take a look at it, if you're contributing to an IRA for this year in 2024, the contribution limit under 50 is 7,000, over 50 is 8,000. In an employer plan, that jumps up to 23,000 for under 50 and 30,500 for over 50 years old because of the catch-up provision. And if the employer is going to match, that's free money. If you put in 5% and they give you 5%, you got 100% rate of return before you even looked at your market returns there. So when you're taking a look at this, take a look at how much that you want to contribute, what the fees are in the plan, the investment choices, and make sure you take a look at the employer match. Always max out your employer match.
Scenarios. We give them to Mike. We see what he comes up with. And again, we want to remind you too, our listeners, you may have, as Mike mentioned, a scenario that's similar to what these are, but they're not exactly what you're going through. So make sure you have a customized retirement plan that takes into account all of your different puzzle pieces. And believe you me, your puzzle piece is going to be completely different from your neighbors, your buddy at work, or anybody in your family at the reunion. I mean, you can have the conversation. Just remember, take it with a grain of salt, as we want you to do with these scenarios as well. So the next scenario is this one. Can I return funds to my Roth IRA after I have taken it as a distribution?
Yeah, so there's a lot of rules around Roth IRAs and this rule right here. So if you take a distribution pre-59 and a half, there are... You can take up to what you put into it, provided it's been open for at least 5 years. That's the taxes that you've already paid on the money. It's not the growth. If you want to put it back in and it not count as a contribution, it included gains, it has to go back in within 60 days. And you only have 60 days to do this. The other thing to remember, too, is there is a 12-month rule because this can only be done once every 12 months. Now, this does not apply to Roth conversions. So if you're one of those people who are looking at converting some of that IRA 401k money into post-tax Roth accounts for tax purposes later down the road and tax diversification, this rule doesn't apply. However, I really recommend taking money out of retirement accounts as the last resort because you don't want to go through all this. That's why it's so important to have that emergency fund saved up. You want to make sure that you have that 3 to 6 months in the bank to make sure that you don't ever have to be in this situation. So I always tell people, short of the employer match and contributing to a 401k, you want the emergency fund saved up before you even start in on retirement because you don't want to put yourself in this situation.
We are hitting retirement scenarios, and our next one is this one. I like this one because, Mike, you can just speak to the importance of selection. So how do I find, here's the scenario, how do I find the right financial advisor for me? I've been personally referred. I've looked online with web searches, but none of this is helping me find a qualified financial advisor that's right for me. What can I do to find the right advisor?
Yeah, great question. Actually, Ozzy and I did a whole TV show on selecting the correct financial advisor. And if anybody wants to watch it, just go to eliteincomeadvisors.com and go to our media section and you can watch the TV show. And we cover this really in depth. We spent about 30 minutes on this. And so when you're looking at finding financial advisors, right, there's different resources that you can go to help you do that. You can obviously do Google searches. I personally like referrals best. I would ask some friends and family who their financial advisor is, and you want to make sure that you interview them. So when you talk about working with a financial advisor, you want it to be a long-term relationship, right? You don't want to be switching financial advisors all the time. It's a pain. You're moving accounts around. You want to make sure that you select somebody that you're going to be with. And there's a couple things to consider. One is, do you actually like the person? Because a fiduciary is going to sit down and meet with you 3 to 4 times a year, and you're going to have to talk to them all the time. And if that appointment comes up on your calendar and you're just going, oh my goodness, I don't want to have to go through this today, that's a bad feeling, right? And I tell clients this all the time. Before they became clients, I had to think in my head, do I want to meet with you 3 to 4 times a year, right? I mean, it's a partnership.
It is.
I've told
really
people
is.
Across the table.
I mean, I'm laughing, but you're right. I mean, it is. I mean, you really, you want to, this is your money. You want to be comfortable with this person.
Yeah. So first off, do you like the person? Second off, you want to make sure they're a fiduciary, because a fiduciary means they have to be acting in your best interest all the time. And you want to make sure that they are that. You also, and I think this is really important, is you want to make sure that their practice is focused in on the phase of life that you are in right now. And what I mean by that is our practice is very focused in on the distribution phase of retirement. So we're focusing on people who can see the time horizon of retirement, or they're already in retirement. We don't have a lot of clients that are 20, 30, and 40 year olds, because we're not focused in on those people's phase of life. So you want to make sure that they specialize in the things that you are looking for and in your phase of life. So check out the TV show on that. I think you'll find it very interesting. But I would definitely look for referrals first, because people can attest to how they work and they can give you a little bit of their process. Then you might want to Google them, see if there's any reviews on that person. And then you go from there. But I would definitely interview a couple different financial advisors, because it's a long-term relationship. And then you want to make sure you find the right person.
Yeah, I mean, it's a process. It's not something you should take lightly. I mean, you really do want to go through and sit down and interview somebody that's going to potentially work with you with your money on your retirement. There's going to be an opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors, and you can sit down with Mike and you can grill him. You can ask him a lot of questions, and he'll come up with the answers for you. But again, it's about your comfort level, and there has to be a comfort level coming the other way too. So I mean, this is a process. So great advice there. All right, so here's our final scenario. I've seen a lot of commercials recently for ETFs, but I don't really understand how they actually work. Can you explain them, and do you find them to be a good or a bad investment?
Yeah, so we actually use a lot of ETFs. It stands for electronically traded funds. And I want people to think of them, the best way that I can describe them is think of them as a mutual fund that can be traded like a stock. And what I mean by that is when you go into a mutual fund, there's usually some kind of what they call a sales load in it. It costs some amount of money to get into it at that point. And if you want to get out of the fund, you have to wait until the end of the day in order to try and sell that fund. Whereas an ETF, generally speaking, does not have a load to go into, so it can save you some money there. They're usually less expensive, and they can also be traded like a stock. So if you want out of that position in the middle of the day, generally speaking, you can go ahead and try and trade that fund. But the underlying things that they're invested in, like if you have an ETF of large cap stocks, they're invested in the same large cap stocks that a mutual fund might be invested in. It's just how they're treated within the market. I find them to be quicker to get out of if you want to, quicker to get into if you want to, because you don't have to wait till the next day to get into it. And generally speaking, they are less expensive. That's why it's so important to have the fee analysis done for us to see kind of what you're paying with these ETFs and with their mutual funds. So there are some bad investment ETFs and there's some good investment ETFs, just like there's some good stocks and bad stocks and good mutual funds and bad mutual funds. But it's definitely a part of your portfolio that I think you should take advantage of due to the fee structure and how quickly you can get in and out of them.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. Educate yourself, work with professionals, work with a fiduciary, and work together on what is going to be your retirement, your roadmap, your plan to get you to and through. Now, the opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors, it is right now. We have the 10 appointments. They're sitting there. They are complimentary. You can claim one right now. But first, we're going to get Mike to tell us exactly what's going to happen if you grab one.
Come in, interview us. I'm sure you'll like us. But come in and get the Retire Smart Roadmap. It's complimentary for the next 10 callers, 800-653-8404. Again, 800-653-8404. We're going to take you through the retirement income plan for life. We're going to take you through estate planning. We're going to take you through a fee analysis. We're going to take you through a risk analysis. We're going to look at Social Security optimization. That goes all into our Retire Smart Roadmap. Again, 800-653-8404. And the next 10 callers, that is complimentary.
I tell you, folks, take advantage. And again, if you are out there and you're doing it yourself and you're sitting on that portfolio and you think you're going to waltz through retirement, you need to have a plan. Grab an appointment, 800-653-8404. Well, another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio is in the books. For Mike Hartzell, I'm Morgan Patrick. We will see you on the radio next week.
Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.